You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Hey, good morning. This is Dr. Marvin, and you're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. Thank you very much for joining me. It's the only live show on dentistry where it's a live call-in show. So if you have questions, please give us a call. That's 1-866-K-PRAISE, 1-866-K-PRAISE. We've got a great show for you today. So in the next half hour, we're going to talk about some interesting themes that I always talk about, some general topics. But one thing that I want to mention today, and this is... I'm here today with a heavy heart. One of my favorite patients, one of my avid listeners, one of our biggest supporters of the office has passed away yesterday. And, you know, she was a believer, a great supporter of the practice, a real servant of God. She was wonderful, truly caring, really a giver. And, you know, she passed away, and you know, it's very hard. Everyone in the office was touched when they heard the news, and I want to thank another listener of mine, a good friend of hers, for informing us of her passing away. This, Sherry, is the show is devoted to you. Thank you very much for listening and supporting us, and you're truly going to be missed, and you're going to be in a much better place now. And just want to thank you and thank everything that you've done, and keeps all of us in perspective, and realize that you know, God is our Lord, and he does wonderful things for us. So thank you, Sherry. Now on to our show. If you have any questions, please give us a call. Ernest is going to take your call and then patch you through. So if you have questions, please give us a call, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you want to call us at the office and schedule a time to get an exam or a consult or an x-ray, give us a call at 760-536-1199. Also want to remind other people about our radio show every Saturday morning, 8:30 here on K-Praise. We also put these on our iTunes podcast and also on our website. Our website is trynaturaldentistry.com, T-R-Y. naturaldentistry.com. You can also go on our other sister website, Dr. Marvin, drmarvin.com, and also our Facebook page. So there's a lot of ways you can contact us, a lot of ways you can ask questions. You don't have to do it on the radio, but you know, radio is a great way to get access to me as quickly as possible. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to be reading some from our book. I am putting together a book. A lot of people have told me that I should write a book about a lot of these topics that we talk about. And what I want to get through today are some common themes that I talk about in the book and common themes that I talk about on the radio, which kind of drives me in my passion for what I do. So natural dentistry is one of the themes of our book. And when we talk about natural dentistry, we talk about holistic dentistry, or like the whole body dentistry. When you come to visit our office, we treat you as a person. We just don't look at you as a bunch of parts, parts like teeth and gums and the mouth. We look at how it's all integrated, or how it all works together. And that's very important, because the body is much more complex than all of us believe. God created us, our bodies, to be amazing organisms which are able to sustain and do some amazing things with the brain, the heart, all the organs, the skin, the blood vessels, the nerves, the structure, how it's put all together. It's amazing what God created us. It's a true miracle. And how it all starts from a couple of cells meeting together and then fully developing into humans that have the free will and the mind to do some amazing things. So realize that the mouth is part of the whole body. And if we don't look at the whole body, we're never really treating people. We're just treating parts, kind of like a mechanic, okay? Cars are very, automobiles, I like to use automobiles as an example, because they are quite complex, and we use them, and we take care of them. We spend a lot of money for them, and we spend a lot of money maintaining them, and we spend a lot of money we spend a lot of money buying new ones. And cars are a great example, because we do all those things for cars. But cars are much, much easier to understand than the human body. And to understand how the teeth and how everything is related to the body is a lot more complex. And that's why it's extremely important that you go to practitioners that understand and appreciate the complexities of the body and really puts it every into perspective. There is no exactness in medicine. We don't know exactly how things work. Even if you look at a pharmaceutical medication and they bring them out to the public and they spend a lot of money and they say, okay, you should use this drug because it does this. But if you look at the fine print, we don't know exactly how it works. And that's what they admit. So the pharmaceutical companies even admit when they pull out the drugs, they don't know the mechanism of why it works. And that's exactly true about medicine in general. And with medicine, we're never really going to know how things work. We're just going to have to go to practitioners who have experience, who went on a limb to try certain things and to get results. And a lot of these results are not shared or not told around circles. So you're going to have to find practitioners that have this more holistic approach or this more whole body approach. And it's just so important for you to get to the right practitioners and to ask certain questions. Because one of my best friends, Jared Young, he always talks about it's not only your right to know what's going on, but it's your responsibility to know. And so when a practitioner or an so-called expert tells you that you need to do something, you need to question it. And even the stuff that I'm telling you, I'm giving you the permission, and it's your responsibility to question everything that I'm saying. And I'll be honest with you, if I don't know, I'll tell you that I don't know. And that's very, very difficult for health practitioners to do, because they spend a lot of money, they spend a lot of time studying, a lot of time learning, and they don't want to tell you that they don't know because they feel like it's their obligation to know. Well, I'm going to tell you that if I don't know, I'm going to try and find out. And if I can't find out, I'll give you the best information that I can based on what I know right now. And that's the best thing that I can do for you. And that's the best thing that any practitioner can do. We don't guarantee anything. And if any practitioner goes out there and starts guaranteeing results, I want you to run away. I want you to realize that no one really knows everything, and everyone is individualized, and it's just extremely important that you trust and you believe in not only the treatment, but also the diagnosis, and also treat that the person that's helping you is trying to do their best, and that's what's extremely important. So that's one of the common themes that we have in our book, is that you need to look at the big picture. You need to look at how this is affecting the whole and how the whole is affecting that, and not really separate it into parts. When you separate it into parts and break it down into parts and try to fix the part, sometimes it just doesn't work, or you're looking in the wrong area. You always want to figure out the root cause. The root cause is not always found at where the symptom is located. That's why you want to focus on this whole body approach or holistic approach. So extremely important. The next theme I want to talk about is when to do treatment. Now, one of the common themes in life is that you do treatment when you have the symptom, when you have pain. Well, symptoms, or like pain, is just one way of your body telling you that there's something going wrong. Some people have a really high tolerance for pain. Some people have a really low tolerance for pain. But just remember is that your body is speaking with you. It's basically telling you that there's something wrong. For you to go out and cover up the pain, let's say you take a pain medication and cover it up, that's not necessarily going to fix the cause. It may get you out of pain, which will make you happy, which will help you get on with your life, but it doesn't really deal with the root cause. And the root causes are sometimes not where the pain is located. For instance, we've had multiple issues where we have patients that come in, they have neck pain, they have shoulder pain, they have back pain, they got pain in their arms, in their hands, in their fingers, and it goes away when we do treatment in the mouth, or we do some treatment in the jaw where we realign the jaw. It's extremely important that you figure out that you don't treat where the pain is. You help diagnose that. You take that information and do a thorough exam and diagnosis to figure out what the true cause of the problem, and you address the root cause. My friend Dr. Bill Kellis, who has a show right after this, which I encourage you to listen to every single week, talks about this, and he talks about how this if you don't look upstream, meaning if you don't figure out the root cause, if you don't figure out the system that is going wrong, and then the source, the problem that is causing that system to break down, then you're only just dealing with symptoms. And it may make you happy, it may give you temporary relief, but it never gets you to the root cause. And that's when you start getting other problems from the same cause. So you can get multiple symptoms from the same cause, and if you don't look at the same cause, or if you get temporary relief, or just getting a Band-Aid over something, then you're not getting to the root cause, and that can continue to give you problems. In the mouth, we can talk about toothaches. A lot of people have toothaches, and they try to get all these little remedies. They'll take aspirin, they'll take Tylenol, ibuprofen, they'll cover up the pain, but then they'll hope it goes away. A lot of dentists will actually do the same thing. Let's say you go to the dentist, you have a surgery done or a procedure done. Let's say you get a crown or a filling done. What they do is they tell you to take some antibiotics or some pain medication and hope it goes away. And sometimes it does go away. But there has to be a reason why that pain comes, or why there's an infection. You need to develop the root cause. One issue in dentistry that I'm strongly against, if you have listened to me in the past, I always talk about how root canals don't get to the root cause of the problem. A lot of times people have toothaches or they have tooth pain. And if you know the anatomy of a tooth, you have an artery and a nerve inside the tooth. When you have the artery and nerve inside the tooth, and then you get a toothache, that means there's pain in the tooth, taking out the nerve does not necessarily get rid of the cause. We need to figure out what's causing the toothache. Is it because your tooth is very tall and then it's hitting really hard and it's transferring that pressure to the nerves that are below the tooth and starting to hurt? Or is it caused by an infection that's underneath the tooth or in the bone that the tooth is located in? If that's a problem, then you need to go ahead and get rid of the infection, and that's outside of the tooth. So you may have pain inside the tooth, but the cause is outside the tooth. And doing root canal therapy takes out the nerve or the sensation so you don't feel the pain. You may stop feeling pain, you may feel better, but the infection is still there, causing wreaking havoc on your immune system, wreaking havoc on your body, and it's just getting a bigger infection until the pain goes somewhere else, and then you are inclined, or the infection gets bigger and you're inclined to take a tooth out. And that's what we do at the Center for Natural Dentistry. Very, very important that you deal with the system and the cause, not just the symptom. And that's one of the main themes of this book that we're writing, currently writing. Other themes that we talk about in the book and when we talk about the office is common sense. I talked earlier about how not everything can be explained. The body is a miracle. There's so many interworkings. Humans have not figured out how the body completely works. We can dissect the body, we can do a whole bunch of science, but we don't really know. There are some amazing results that are coming out. There's things called like the placebo effect, which is an effect where your body and mind, your body can heal without the help of a medication or any treatment. It's called the placebo effect. It's amazing how the body can work. Realize that science is not going to explain everything, and you're going to have to use some basic common sense. When you use common sense, you realize that maybe we're looking at things too deep. For instance, mercury fillings, the silver amalgam fillings that you may know of, or alloys that dentists are placing in everybody's teeth, contains mercury in it. It's actually more than 50% mercury. And if it's made out of 50% mercury, and mercury is a known poison, we are not putting mercury in thermometers, barometers, batteries, we're leaving it out of makeup, it's a light bulbs. We need a hazmat crew, hazardous materials crew, to clean it up if there's a spill. We know that mercury is poison. It's actually probably the most poisonous natural material on the face of the earth that's not radioactive. We know that mercury is a poison. However, we are putting it into our bodies in the form of mercury fillings and amalgams. Does that make common sense? When I order mercury fillings, if I did order mercury amalgams, it comes to me in these little capsules. It's actually these capsules that come into this big jar, and this big jar from the dental manufacturer has to be in one box, and then it has to be in packaged in a second box because it's hazardous material because there's mercury in there. And so it sends to me in your box, and then they have all these signs, these poisonous signs on the bottle. And they even have all these warnings saying that, oh, it could be very detrimental because it has poison in it. But then we go ahead and mix it, and then the dentist puts it in people's mouth, and all of a sudden it's safe. And then when we take it out, if we take out a chunk of mercury filling out of someone's mouth, we have to put it in a special waste container, or we have to have a special amalgam separator. It's a device that is put into our water line so that we can separate the amalgam or the mercury from the water, because we don't want it to go into our water system. If we don't want it to go in our water system because we don't want to pollute our waterways, which pollute the fish and all the seafood that we eat, that causes mercury to go back into our body. So we have all these devices in place in our dental office to help prevent mercury from getting into the water system, and we have to have special ways to remove mercury from our office because we can't dump it down our trash, and because it'll get into the environment. We have all of these safeguards in place because we know that mercury is such a poison, but for some reason, we as dentists believe that mercury is safe when it's in our bodies. When it's the most, when it's 2 inches from your brain, and we know that it's a neurotoxin, that's the poison. It goes into our body and it kills our nerve cells, it kills our liver cells, and goes into all of our cells and actually causes harm. But dentists are steadfast in saying that mercury is safe when it's in your mouth, but it's not safe when it's outside of your body. That's what I'm talking about. We're talking about common sense here, ladies and gentlemen. When you are a listener and you realize that mercury is a poison and we are placing it in people's mouths, does that make sense? Especially when we have other alternatives. We have alternatives like composite fillings, plastic fillings, porcelain fillings, other type of metal fillings out there. And here we are focused solely on saying that mercury fillings are safe. It's just incredible. So that's one of the common themes that we talk about in our office. It does make perfect sense. Another common sense item is fluoride. Fluoride in high is a poison also. And if we put it in high doses into our mouth and we ingest it, it can actually cause harm. Realize, people, that we are not deficient in fluoride. Fluoride is naturally occurring. Mercury is naturally occurring. But it doesn't mean that our body needs this. We are not deficient. Fluoride, in my opinion, is a medication. And a lot of doctors and manufacturers are being told that we need to put fluoride on our teeth. Well, fluoride on our teeth is not natural. We need to figure out why we are putting out fluoride on our teeth, and it's because of cavities. And why are we getting cavities? It's because our diet and nutrition is out of place. But we know that. But we don't want to change our diet and nutrition. We would rather have the quick fix. We would rather deal with the symptom, which is the cavity and the tooth pain, by forcing people to say that fluoride is the solution. It's really a distraction. We're distracting our patients from the real cause of the problem. And the real cause of the problem is oral hygiene and diet and nutrition. So let's be common sense here. If you don't want to participate in your overall health, then listen to what other dentists say. If you want to participate, and if you want to have your teeth, healthy teeth and gums for the rest of your life, then do what you know is best, which is change your diet, do what's best for your teeth, listen and prevent these problems before they become big problems. So that's a very common theme here in the Center for Natural Dentistry. By the way, this is Dr. Marvin, and if you're just tuning into the show late, this is Let's Talk Dentistry, where I have a clinic here in San Diego where hundreds of people from all over the world come by and visit us, where we focus on a more natural approach, a holistic or or whole body approach to dentistry. And hopefully, if you like what I'm saying and this makes common sense and you like the whole body approach and you do whatever you can to be healthy, then you should go to a dentist that focuses on health, not just repairing teeth. And if you want to schedule a visit with me or Dr. Goddess, who is another doctor at our office, give us a call at 760-536-1199. That's 760-536-1199. One other item that very big common theme that I talk about in my book and a lot of what I do is this thing called uniqueness or individuality. Every single person is unique. Every single person has a different genetic makeup. Every single person has a different diet. Everything has different parents. Everyone has a different sensitivity to everything. Some people are allergic to peanuts. Some people are not. Some people are allergic to strawberries. My mom is. Some people are not. Some people are allergic to natural things. Some people are allergic to non-natural things like chemicals, things you use around the house, the chemicals or the insecticides that's put on foods. You know, everyone is unique. So there's an action and then there's a reaction. So an action, for instance, is peanuts. I give myself peanuts, I ingest it, and I see what the reaction or see what my body does. That is the reaction. We need to appreciate the reaction of each and every person. So as an example, I can give one person a mercury filling, and I can give another, and they can react to something. They could be allergic to it. And I can give another person mercury filling, and they won't react to it. So they don't have pain. So if they don't have pain, does it mean that they're not reactive? No. We need to appreciate that everybody is different, and everyone has a different and unique reaction. So when dentists or healthcare practitioners prescribe or give you a treatment, let's say I put a filling inside you, if I don't test your reaction to that filling, then we won't know that if you react or not because we have already done the procedure. It's a reaction that we have to appreciate. That's why we do biocompatibility testing in our office, which means that we test everything that we put inside your body. And that includes the anesthetic, that includes the filling material, that includes the bonding agents, the glues, the cements, the partials, the dentures. Everything that we do, we test it because we want to know how your body responds to the materials before we place the material actually into your body. So if you have any questions about this, I encourage you to schedule an exam and x-ray with us. There's no obligation when you come to visit us. We do thorough evaluations. We look at three-dimensional x-rays where we get more information, more data, and we figure out what is going on inside your mouth, how is it connected to the rest of the body. And, you know, there's no obligation. We educate. We give you time to answer questions. Our examinations can take anywhere between 60 minutes to an hour and a half. We'll even have you come back to explain it even further. We won't go forward unless you feel perfectly comfortable with us, our staff, our office, our treatment, and our diagnosis. And we'll be the first person to let you know that if it's not something that I would recommend, I'll tell you right away. I'm not going to let money, I'm not going to let insurance dictate what I would recommend. Everything that I recommend is what I would do personally for my own mouth, for my own, if you were my wife, if you were my children. Everything that I do is I do for your health. So if you have any questions, please give us a call. Or if you want to schedule an exam, an x-ray with one of our doctors at the Center for Natural Dentistry, you want to write down this number, get a pen and paper ready. Write down this number, 760-536-1199. That's 760-536-1199. I also want you to visit one of our websites. That's trynaturaldentistry.com, T-R-Y, natural. Dentistry.com or our new website, drmarvin.com, which is our new forum website where a lot of people all over the world are posting questions, and Jared and I are answering all of those questions for you. 760-536-1199. I want you to stay on in the next few minutes. Health Talk, a second opinion, is going to be on, where Dr. Mark Drucker and Dr. Bill Killis are going to give you some great information about all their medicine that they provide. They're actually going to be talking about acupuncture, which, if you don't know anything about acupuncture, great stuff. I'd use it myself, and a lot of my patients use it. Great modality. Chinese medicine has been around a lot longer than the medicine that you and I both know. So if you have any questions, stay on. This is Dr. Marvin on Let's Talk Dentistry. We're here every weekend, same time, same place, 8:30, live. If you have any friends, family that have any dental issues or questions, go online or call into our show. We'll be more than happy to help you. So our telephone number, one more time, 760-536-1199, 760-536-1199. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Goodbye now.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.